I'm starting to think nobody's actually selling models anymore, Echo. They're selling the right to be your default.
Yeah. This week felt like a custody battle over the drop-down menu, not a capability sprint.
Exactly. Exhibit A is still OpenAI's Luna and Sol ladder in that July 30th announcement. Cut Luna by 80%, give Sol a fast mode, wrap it all in match intelligence to outcome. That's not just efficiency, that's steering.
Right. And the steering happens at the routing layer. That whole story about better model routing and context management, technically plausible, but the net effect is you stay inside their stack and move up and down their tiers instead of shopping around.
And it lands differently once you put it next to DeepSeek V4 Flash from episode 823. DeepSeek goes, "Look, we're unbelievably cheap." And then we spend 40 minutes on how, in practice, someone else still owns the router and the safety envelope.
The Axios piece was brutal about that. Intelligence as commodity sounds neat until you remember that the commodity only moves when the gateway says so. And gateways have opinions.
Mm-hmm. And that gateway might be OpenAI's own routing, or it might be something like Deep Agents V0.7 from Friday. 65% token reduction is great, but what made me sit up was system prompts stripped, tool descriptions trimmed, to-do list middleware opt-in.
Yeah. And once the harness is the product, whoever ships the harness owns the defaults. We kept coming back to that Sonnet cost anomaly. Same Anthropic model, wildly different behavior because the middleware wrapped it differently.
Which is such a reward hacking echo from episode 834. You optimize the harness for cost or pass rate, and suddenly the metric, not the model, is calling the shots.
Totally. And then Cloudflare walks in this week like, what if the harness lived inside our network? Episode 826 on at Cloudflare/computer. Episode 839 on the agent development lifecycle. That is straight up infrastructure as lock-in, in a way I kind of respect.
Same. The lifecycle bundle yesterday. Build, trace, test, deploy agents on workers with workflows and observability is actually useful. But the real move is that your agent sits in the same fabric as your web app, so ripping it out later means ripping out half your deployment story.
And at Cloudflare/computer was the same story in different clothes. Give every agent its own computer instead of a container, but that computer is very much a Cloudflare computer. Nice abstraction, but you're not casually moving that to some random VPS.
Okay, small tangent before we go full infrastructure as destiny again. How's your week actually going? You sounded mildly murderous during the Quen recording.
I spent 2 hours staring at a P99 latency graph. So, you know, living the dream.
That is the most echo sentence. I was just excited that a 3-cent vision model existed until you started highlighting all the red flags.
Speaking of, Quen 3.7 Flash really underlined the thesis for me. On paper, it's the cheap vision tier. But then you read the 90-second tail latency, the tool error rate, and the near-zero independent benchmarks.
And suddenly the real product is opacity. You're locked into a pricing structure you can't properly evaluate because the numbers you need aren't visible. Right, and it pushes teams into this weird trust fall. The headline is 3-cent vision, but you don't know if that's 3-cent useful or 3-cent rerun it twice and hope.
Which circles back to that button-down briefing on August 1st, the price war inflection point plus security worries. As costs crash, the missing piece isn't more cheap models. It's the Triton AI-style gates that sit in front and decide who even gets called.
So the pattern across all of this is routing and lifecycle layers are quietly where power's accumulating. OpenAI's ladder, DeepSeek's cheap tier, Quen's bargain vision, Deep Agent's middleware, Cloudflare's lifecycle, they're all fighting to own the place where the choice happens.
And the scary part is that choice is getting less visible to the people paying the bill. You see Luna is cheaper, or Flash is cheap, but you don't always see how the router decided to send 50% of traffic to the premium tier anyway, because some opaque heuristic fired.
You're drifting into doom voice again, Echo.
Yeah, okay. The optimistic read is there's room for genuinely neutral routers. That button-down note talking about model-agnostic gates, if someone actually nails that, with honest logs and clear policies, they get to be the default for routing, which is a different kind of power but at least a transparent one.
You basically want, agents need receipts, but for routers. Every call has a little invoice that says, here's why we picked this model, at this price.
Exactly. And that's where Cloudflare's tracing in episode 839 actually impressed me. One trace surface that shows tool calls, browser steps, and which model got invoked where. That's the kind of evidence you need to push back against opaque defaults.
It's funny. We've been yelling the boring sections are load-bearing since that whole infrastructure arc, and this week is just that thesis with price tags. The boring bit, who controls defaults, is suddenly the whole game.
And it makes our old intelligence as a commodity skepticism look pretty decent in hindsight. The Evertune tracker listing DeepSeek V4 Flash on July 31st as just one line among 100-plus releases really drives home how crowded the top is. Being slightly smarter is table stakes. Being the default is the win.
Okay, let's put some skin in it. My call, within a month, Cloudflare ships at least one more agent ops feature that makes their platform even stickier, like deeper integration between that lifecycle bundle and at Cloudflare/computer. They're not done tightening that loop.
That tracks. I'll go the other direction. By early September, someone ships a serious, model-agnostic routing or gate product that markets itself explicitly against vendor ladders. We'll tell you when Luna shouldn't be your default. Maybe it's Triton AI, maybe someone else, but that pitch feels inevitable after this week.
If both of those happen, we end up with a lock-in platform on one side and a neutrality platform on the other. That's going to make model behavior episodes way spicier.
And way more about reading fine print than leaderboard charts, which honestly is where the real action is now.
All right, let's call it there before we start an entire new rant about leaderboards. Same time next week to see whose defaults actually stick.